This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. All five of the first rounders got playing time. So how would you grade the rookie quarterback debuts? Probably not surprisingly, it makes most sense because he was number one and because a lot of folks love him. I know Mike loves him. Let's hear from Trevor Lawrence.
Lawrence takes the snap, fires underneath. This is intercepted by Hargraves across the 15, cutting left, the 10. Hargraves still going to the left side of the field, shakes by a tackler, and he's out of bounds. Left side as the ball comes out. Back-to-back possessions with picks for this Texans defense.
Now, Trevor Lawrence had an interesting day because he did throw for three touchdowns.
Oh, he's awesome.
Threw for more than 300 yards.
Super awesome.
But also had three interceptions.
Blame that on his coach.
And his team lost to a crappy team. So
he threw 51 passes.
Crappy team, they're 1-0.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point.
I hope that you are, like, you're not about to say, yeah, but that's because they needed to throw that many times. Oh, they were throwing that much early in the game.
I was going to say the troubling part about that is he was not efficient with those throws.
Not at all. And there are a lot of things that are problems with that team still. And Mike, you were dead on.
They lost 16 games in a row.
Dead on when you were like, yeah, look at what the Chargers just did. They went out there and got an offensive tackle. And by the way, did you see Rashawn Slater play against Chase Young? He looks really good. And again, that's not about our team. That is about the fact that a team went out there and was like, hey, we're gonna go get a guy, and they got a guy to protect their quarterback. I think they still have offensive line woes with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They got ATN, though.
But they still also need to find a different bit of balance with what they want to accomplish as a team. I think they went out there and said, Trevor, get it out of your system. Let's throw it all and see if you can do it on your own. But let's go out there and learn a little bit about ourselves.
The thing RJ said this morning that I couldn't believe until I thought about it is this is the first regular season game he's ever lost.
Yeah. I saw that this morning.
That's insane.
And I was like, wow, I didn't know he was undefeated in high school. I knew he was undefeated besides playing in the championship game or semifinal game, but the dude had never lost in high school and never lost in college in the regular season. Now he's probably going to have to take 10 to 14 losses this year, most likely. And you're not going to get a much better opponent than the Houston Texans to play, which I guess they get him again. At some point. So maybe it'll be a revenge game there. But at the end, this is what's really weird. And I did not get to watch this game.
I'm surprised.
Well, I still am old school, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you didn't watch the game and you just go back in the history of football and look at this game, you're like, that's not a bad first game. He threw for 300 plus yards. He had three touchdowns in his first ever game on a horrible team that had the first overall pick. But yet, as that game was going on and you saw what was happening and how they weren't really in it, you'd say, hey, probably not the best of starts for Trevor Lawrence. But look, I'll be bullish on him for a while. I still believe he's going to be just a great top five quarterback in the league.
If you were like, nah, but yeah,
there's that guy who's out there who's like, they shouldn't have drafted him. He should have been off the board. He's horrible.
He's gonna be just fine. I did want to throw this out
there. He's right about, when we come up to about Trey Lance, he's awesome.
Peyton Manning, first game, 21-37, 302 yards, a touchdown, and three interceptions. Had three interceptions in the next game, two interceptions in the next game. Three interceptions in the next game.
He led the league in it.
Did not win a game until the fifth game where he only had 12 completions for 130 yards. Like, this is Peyton Manning we're talking about. His first win was 12 completions.
How I wonder how long people will grant, because I looked up Peyton Manning and Troy Aikman for the season. All right, check this out. This is amazing. And I get that we're going back to like another era of football where sometimes it took, not always, sometimes took a little longer. Peyton Manning and Troy Aikman both made the Hall of Fame. In their first year, they were a combined 3-24 and threw for 35 touchdowns and 46 interceptions, with Peyton Manning leading the league in interceptions that year. So I wonder if people will look at this and go, well, that team lost 15 in a row before he got there. Yeah. It might take a minute. I think it's the opponent that screws them over this. If this was his regular first game and it would have been against like the Ravens or whatever, people are like, oh, well, what can he do? I think it's because it was against the Texans that people are like, oh my God, he sucks.
Because they were supposed to go 0-17.
That's what CBS Sports told me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do y'all want to go from, do you want to go?
Let's just go in order. I think of the draft.
All right. So pick number two, Zach Wilson. So a couple things for Zach Wilson. First of all, Tony Romo said he will be, quote, amazing in 2 years. And then
because of the one play that he saw.
Yeah. And then I think for Robert Saleh, this was a good point. The Jets head coach, he talked about it because Zach Wilson was getting knocked down all day. He said he's been hit before. He took the shot today, got back up and showed resolve. He's fearless and only going to get better. I would think
10 quarterback hits.
It sucked for him, but wouldn't you think like you would gain teammates' respect if you just got knocked on your ass all day and just popped back up? Like, maybe not if you were holding the ball too long, but those aren't all his fault.
No, he was running for his life too.
Yeah.
Like there were times where he made things happen.
Now Becton's out.
Yeah,
so.
One of the touchdowns that he threw to Corey Davis, like he made that happen because he was able to escape the pocket and make the throw downfield. He looks like, you know, that's another team. They were picking at number two for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they stunk. So, like, that's another thing to add to this. They still have a lot of things that they have to add. They didn't run the ball well. They ran the ball very poorly in a game that they weren't getting, like, completely torched in, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, it was close.
They lose 19-14, and they ran the ball 17 times. So they said, hey, Zach, go out there and try and do some stuff, and they couldn't do anything else offensively. So I think Zach Wilson's going to be a blast to watch in the future.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong on Zach Wilson's going to be a good quarterback. It's just a matter of how these teams over time build around these guys.
Let's go from that to
Trey Lance, man. He perfect.
Yeah, okay, that is true. It was just
they had played him the whole game. He got on 20 for 20 for 200 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Okay.
Or 100 yards.
Okay.
100 yards and 20 touchdowns. That'd have been nice.
I have to admit, I was surprised at how quickly Trey Lance and Justin Fields got integrated into the offense. Like, I wasn't watching it in real time, and my mom, because she's from Chicago, she's like, are they using Justin Fields already? And I was like, they are? Why did this happen so fast? But, like, I know that was part of the design, and I thought it was clever to get Trey Lance and Justin Fields in quicker, except you'll see that they're both better, I think, than the quarterbacks that are actually starting. So I wonder if that move will backfire on them.
No, Justin Fields gets to go out there in a live football game on the road and see the defense, look around, experience it, right? Like, he gets to experience it and see it and everything, and he goes, okay. Trey Lance throws his touchdown, which was a beautiful throw, by the way. Trey Lance, he may have the most beautiful deep ball throw since Aaron Rodgers. Like, just watch that dude throw the deep ball. It's really impressive. But, yeah, I think it, like, for some of these guys, you're like, let's go out there and just see it. Tell me what you see when you come back. But we knew you weren't going to start in the first place. But I like the way they integrated it.
Can I skip down to Mac Jones?
Oh, fine. We're not going to go over everybody up to Mac Jones?
No, although you know who I really want to talk about because I just saw that stat, but he's not a rookie, is Patrick Mahomes. In the month of September, he's 11-0 with 35 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
Well, yeah, but what is he in December?
Yeah, but
I mean, he's pretty good across all of the board.
But Cleveland hasn't won a season opener since 2004, so.
So we should just.
We should have expected that to happen.
All right.
As when I was on the Rangers. That's how long ago it was.
So here's
the Cowboys were only 9 years out of winning their last Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
Mike was playing baseball for the Rangers the last time the Cleveland Browns won a season opener, road or home. It doesn't matter.
That's
how long it's been.
Holy crap.
And Mike's not that old.
So I want to talk about the Patriots game some, but what I really want to talk about, if you haven't seen this video, I'm going to see if we can tweet it out, at KNC1053. Mac Jones wants no part of his first career touchdown.
I saw this.
So a receiver, I believe it was receiver, gives him the football. He gives it back to the receiver, who gives it back to him, at which point I assume says, hey, this is your first touchdown. And then Mac Jones goes to the other side and hands it to the backup quarterback instead. He wanted nothing to do with his. Is that already part of the Belichick mindset? Is like, I don't give a crap about any individual achievement. We just need to win the Super Bowl. Because Mac Jones is like, I'm fine. Don't care.
Yes.
He said it. Did you hear what he said afterwards?
I did not. I would like love to hear
He said why he didn't accept the ball after throwing his first touchdown. It doesn't really matter. It's just one touchdown. We have to score more. It's not like the game was over right there. We got to do better in the red zone and get more. Yeah, dude.
He's already got it.
Yeah, he's already in. He's already built in on none of that stuff matters. I got other things I have to accomplish here. I got it. And I don't know if it's coach or he's trying to prove something to coach, but that mindset's already there.
I'm not saying
they lost the game.
I'm just not saying for me, just a statistical point of view, because clearly Trevor threw for more yards and more touchdowns. But was Mac Jones the most impressive in terms of he played full time and got the result that his team needed in a tough game?
Wait, Mac Jones got what?
The result his team needed.
A loss?
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. They did. Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with
I was
me?
Trying to say if a if
he
the
did
result
not.
Is...
Actually, you know what? The hell with him.
If the
I'm the worst. If the, they lost by one
He
point.
Played better than Tua, right? Like, was he the better quarterback that day?
I
didn't watch the game, so I can't.
He had a 102 rating. Tua had a 79.
So I guess so.
Out of 40, you know 40
That's
passes.
That's probably why I thought they won.
Yeah, out of 40
also,
passes.
Also, I might have just crossed this game off because I lost it in the betting thing.
So. Hey, wait till it's coming up next,
okay,
man.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Jeez Louise, Kevin.
So he did not get the result that his team needed either. Did you still think that he looked the best?
I guess the tough thing is stats-wise, yes and no, because stats-wise, he didn't have three interceptions.
And he was efficient.
Right, but I mean, then stats-wise, a dude did throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. A lot of that came in crap time.
Yep.
But, you know, and that's the thing, like Choppy, like, it's funny, I didn't want to get into it with Choppy because I think his mind's crazy at times with stuff like this.
Oh, you can't call him crazy.
Well, because
he thinks differently.
I just wonder, because he'll say there's no such thing as that type of time, but then when you watch what Jared Goff did versus what he was doing when the game was somewhat supposed to be competitive, and then you're like, man, you can when teams go into prevent defense, or like, we'll give you the 5-15. We just don't want to give you the 25-40, unless you're Florida State for tomorrow. Then you can rack up a lot of good stats late in a game. And Trevor Lawrence was able to do that. Maybe that establishes confidence. By far, he has the best team. I mean, when we look at, besides San Francisco, because Trey Lance only played one play.
Yeah.
When you look at the three quarterbacks that are starting right now, two teams are horrible,
right?
And New England has a chance to be a 500 team or better.
I don't think it would surprise people if they made the playoffs. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen, but I don't think that's surprising.
I would say he had the better outcome out of the bunch, but there's...
Even though he didn't win, Corey. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I recently learned this when you told me he did, and I looked it up. It was like, no, that's wrong. But like, I think he was just he was more efficient.
And, I'm so confused.
But honestly, Kevin, the other thing too that kind of goes into this, you know, we again expected the Texans to be bad.
Yeah.
And they didn't even compete. Mm. We expect Miami to be good, and they were right there in his first game.
That's the tough thing about this. You're so spot on, because we might get to week 10 and you're like, well, I mean, obviously the Dolphins stink or whatever. Like, who knows? But based on the information and expectations, which in the NFL are proven to be wrong all the time, I expected just till a few minutes ago that they won that game. And so, like, you don't know how impressive it will be. But initially, it looked like a solid outing for a first outing.
Can I be honest then?
Yeah, be honest.
Since we're doing that thing where we're being honest with each other, Kevin, I watched a lot of that game yesterday. I didn't know who won that game until this morning when I woke up and I went, who did win that game? Like, I didn't see the final score. Obviously, Red Zone has a huge effect on that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But like, I remember watching a lot of that game, and I had to intentionally get up this morning and go look up Mac Jones' stats so I could be like, wow, what did he accomplish? Because I didn't know either, and it was that close. Like, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. If they can keep that one going, that division's going to be a blast.
I do think this is going to be one of the best rookie quarterback classes ever.
Yeah.
I know this is game one for all of them, but this is going to be pretty special to see these five guys develop.
And it took all of four plays for Justin Fields to get in there, and he completed a pass to Marquise Goodwin. So local product right there, catching the pass. And so he got in there quickly, and I know we're all wondering how long before Lance and Fields really take over for whatever reason as starting quarterback.
Hey, by the way, from the 806, Mac Jones also had to throw against two of the top five corners in the league.
Don't tell the Cowboys that.
What do you mean?
They don't think any of those.
Our corners are great.
Okay.
We're going to be further top.
Aaron Jones isn't top five in the league, but he's good.
Xavier Howard's top five.
Yes, 100%.
Hell yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will give you our betting with Bassick update plus history made and missed over the weekend. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know how much of that got picked up on a football Monday.
I make
Monday.
Sure my mic's off when I say stuff like that.
But it is Bassick's segment, so take it away. I know I already owe you money.
All right. Well, here we go. You want to start with Kevin? Since Kevin just let you know he owes me money, I got to pick against Kevin. And my first pick was...
You took a game I wanted, yeah.
The Miami Dolphins. I felt like Miami Dolphins being a three-point underdog going on the road to New England against a rookie quarterback was a pretty good bet. I know New England has quite a few veteran guys, but I just felt like, look, Miami is a team that really needs to win now, and they were able to. It was a heck of a game, that one.
Do you know that Brian Flores is now 3-2 against Belichick, and two of those wins came in Foxborough?
I have a question about that, Mike. Yeah. I know this is very important for you. But was it a brilliant move by Brian Flores to go to the division that Bill Belichick was in? I wonder if it's
easier to go when the quarterback starting for him is 400 years old and you're like, I'm not having to go against that guy in his prime.
Yeah, I just, whenever I look at it now, I'm like, man, if he continues to do this and beat that guy, that's going to help his like legacy grow more, right? Like, he just keeps beating Belichick. He knew him. He was his coordinator. He was like, his guy.
I hear what you're saying. I honestly think if you build up the Miami Dolphins, that helps your legacy quite a bit. Like, I know there was a time when they were awesome.
Very valid.
Well, Kevin got me back, though, after I picked New England and they were able to, or I picked Miami and they were +3 and they were able to barely win by one. But when Kevin said, man, those Tennessee Titans are only favored by 3 points at home, they are going to schmear the Cardinals all over the place.
You know what the good news about that, Vasek, was? I was able to divert my attention to other football games quickly. Because by halftime, it looked like that thing was a wrap as the Kyler show put a beating on them.
You had the Pats and the Titans. You had a pap schmear.
No, okay.
Oh, my God.
I have two questions about
it. Get my, the Pats.
Oh, I know.
And I said you got
schmeared. I have two questions about that, Kevin.
Put it together.
One, you've been like, hey, can Derrick Henry run for 7,000 yards this year?
50. He can only run for 50 right now.
It didn't work out super great.
And I'm not sure if you were on the same page as me, and I'm not sure if Mike was either, on Tennessee's defense kind of being exposed.
Yeah.
Before. And so are you looking at them going, man, their defense is so bad, no matter how good Derrick Henry is in the future, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it?
I thought, look, in Kyler, I trust. In Coach Bro, I do not.
Okay.
And I was like, I just don't see them going on the road against a quality team. And like, Tennessee has made their living out of knowing exactly what it takes to win a game. They're not going to like run people off the field day in and day out, but I thought they would win a fairly close game, and it was not close.
Not that
at all.
I didn't think that was a great pick, or I would have picked the Cardinals. I was just really happy, since I'm on that Cardinals bandwagon this year, that they showed that great in the first game. So now we go to Corey, and Corey, I picked against you, and I will tell you something I am never going to do. The rest of this season, I promise you, I will not pick the Jaguars to cover a spread.
Wow.
Why not? They are not ready to play in the NFL. They played three to five worst teams in the NFL, and they got creamed.
How many college teams would they defeat? All of them?
Yes, okay. 100%.
All right, but just not in the NFL.
They would win every game by at least, like, if they played Alabama. I know this thing about this and that. If they played Alabama, they would win by 20 to 40 points against Alabama.
Wow, if you give me Alabama +40, I'll take my chances.
40 is a tough one. That was the high number. But it would be a butt-whooping, just like the Jaguars took in Houston. I was surprised by that, but
by the way, Jaguars, Mike,
are going to be horrible.
This week, Jags at home against the Broncos. Jags get 6 at home.
I'm not picking them. If you guys want to pick the Broncos and I have the Jags because you put them on me,
I will
take it. But I'm not going to pick the Jags the rest of the season. They're not good enough to trust to cover a spread or to win a football game. But luckily, Corey, you came back and you said those Colts are about to take it to the Seahawks.
Because
you've always said Russell Wilson's overrated.
Oh, wow.
And he just led the Legion of Boom like by handing the ball off and punting.
Okay.
And when they asked him to throw the football, he lost the Super Bowl. So you were like, Indy's going to kick butt.
That does not sound right.
They are 3-point dogs at home. And they lost 28-16.
Yeah, man. I still feel that Indianapolis plays a boring brand of football. I thought their defense was going to be better. They got beat on a couple of big plays. And that's the one thing, Mike, I think I'm wrong about from this offseason so far after one game is I felt like all offseason that Carson Wentz would be better this year than people would give him credit for, and he did not look good.
And then in the other games, real quick, as we move on to other things, Jeff did pick Cleveland +5.5. That number, I think, actually moved up a little bit after Friday, but Cleveland was still able to cover the 5.5. I think it might have got up to 6 by the time it got to Sunday, so money started coming in on the Chiefs, it worked out well for Kavanaugh there with Cleveland blowing a 22-10 lead. But hey, that's Patrick Mahomes. And then I, for Sunday Night Football, picked those LA Rams -7.5, and they barely covered as they won 34-14. But when they kept scoring, when the Rams would go up, like it was 10-0, then it was 13-0, then it was 13-7. I'm like, oh, and then it became 20-14. I'm like, are these son of a guns just going to keep getting down by 13 points and then scoring 7 to just lose the game but cover the spread? They weren't able to as the game got away from them in the second half. And the Bears get hammered by the Rams.
I got a couple of betting factoids for you. Is 8 underdogs won outright over the weekend, and 5 of those were on the road, the most in the opening week of the season in at least 35 years, per ESPN's research producer. That's as far back as they were able to get last night. So 8 straight underdogs won, and then 5 of them were on the road. So that's really impressive. And then, do you think a lot of people gambled? We gambled.
Yeah, we just did.
Do you think a lot of other people gambled?
Oh, a whole bunch of people gambled.
With their lives?
No, no.
With just football games. Oh.
Between Thursday and Sunday, 58.2 online gambling transactions took place. That is 126% increase from last year. 58.2 million.
Oh, okay. I was like 58.
58.2 million, which is 126% increase over last year.
Jeez, man. That's
so you see all outrageous. The states where it's opening up and being legal.
Yeah, and the ratings with the Cowboys on Thursday night were huge. Sunday Night Football's ratings
big
were
shock.
Massive. Like everybody's is that because of the stimulus checks? Is that why like everybody's getting those? And they're like, hey, I don't know what to do with it. Just spend it on this.
I mean, I'm not going to rule out what anybody might be doing with those checks, but I think it's a product of certain states opening up legalized gambling and having easier avenues to go gamble instead of like going to Bovada or if you got a bookie or whatever else. All right, so you're even with Corey right now and up by 40 on me?
Yeah, if you don't want to add in the Cowboys make the playoff. By the way, Corey, the Cowboys can only lose one more game for
I know.
Your bet.
I know.
Is if you'd like
week?
To
don't.
Do, I will say 100-1,
don't.
15-2. If the Cowboys go 15-2, I'll owe you $10,000.
But right but now, if they don't,
from here on?
No, right now you only have it at 10-1. Don't do that.
Remember, we tried to do the 17-0, but it did. I mean, it should have worked out. They
what's
just,
my bet
holding,
right now?
If a holding doesn't happen and this and that.
Now he's going to give you 100-1.
100-1.
And how
you
much
have it
I
at 10-1. Now I'm giving it to you at 100-1.
If I did, how much would I lose if
$100.
I'm already $100. At $100.
Then you'd
right?
lose another $100.
So I'm
but then I'd owe you $10,000 if the Cowboys go 15-2.
$10,000?
Tell me you want 1,000.
The ROI on that is ridiculous.
Yes, I get that, but your ROI is going to be zero because you're going to lose.
What?
You don't believe
the
Cowboys?
Oh, wow. What a pessimistic fan over there.
Mike, this is what I'm thinking.
You don't think they can win 15? They just took the world champs. Yeah. They were winning,
you know,
and they had
without
a last-second field
line,
goal.
Without
I'll
our
tell
best
you
best
what.
Offensive player.
I'll tell you what. As long as we're doing this, I'm going to make my own bet. And I'm going to go against all rules that I ever make, that you're stupid to make a bet with nothing on the line. If the Cowboys go 15-2 this season, y'all can have a week off, and I'll just do this show by myself.
They won't let that happen.
You know what? You might be right. But I'll get somebody else. I'll pay somebody else to come in and do your show. Y'all can just have off. You don't have to spend
much.
Vacation days. I'll find somebody. We'll bring him in. Peyton, he's in.
If the Cowboys
I can pay
go
his
15-2?
Salary. If they go 15-2 this regular season, y'all can have a week of shows off.
And I don't have to take this bet with Mike?
No, and there's just so you'll save your money, there's nothing at stake for y'all.
Deal.
Okay, I would hope so.
No deal.
Oh, my God. Mike loves to work.
2 weeks.
He's always been known for that.
Did you hear that? 2 weeks in a bet where there's nothing on the line against for him on the other side. He's
trying to get more out of it.
I'm going to negotiate. Like, that is not good enough for me. I'm going to try to negotiate on this. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Wanted to switch gears. We've been talking all football all day, understandably so. Did y'all have an opportunity to take in anything else sports-wise over the weekend? Because the Wings, they clinched their first playoff berth since 2018. Daniil Medvedev, He won the U.S. Open to break up Novak Djokovic's attempt at the Grand Slam. And then I know Max Scherzer got to 3,000 strikeouts, and we had the ninth no-hitter. Did y'all pay attention to any of this, or was it all football all the time over the weekend?
I didn't pay attention to tennis.
Okay.
Used to like tennis. I'm not saying I don't like tennis. I guess I just, you know, time-wise, it's very tough to also add that into my life. But I did pay attention to New York and September 11th.
Yeah.
And the Yankees and Mets playing each other. And just, I know that you didn't mention that, but I think over the weekend, and we'll get into college football tomorrow, but just a lot of the things for September 11th, it's hard to believe it was 20 years ago because it was so scary at that moment. I had my buddy Tim Drew call me, who I played with on the Indians at the time, and he said, man, he left me a voicemail, and he said, man, I can't believe it, but 20 years ago, I remember you calling me and waking me up and telling, you know, me what's going on. Like, I mean, there's so many things that are in our heads that day was, besides something physically happening to you or, like, happening to, like, that was just one of the scariest days of, I think, if you were alive and somewhat of an adult in your life on what was happening to our country. And then the Mets-Yankees series to kind of put it all together for sports-wise.
Weird thing to go along with that. What I carry from that day as well, like just from my own personal life, obviously it was all awful, is that was a Tuesday, and this is when I worked at Blockbuster. It was the busiest Tuesday in, like, as far back as anyone could find out, because you got to a point where everybody had seen the same, you know, videos and images all day, and people were like, I need a break. I need to take a breath. And you didn't have, like, as many, like, obviously streaming services or other entertainment platforms. Right. We were slammed all night, and then people were trying to rent the Nostradamus tape we had one copy of, because they said he predicted that this would happen, and they wanted to watch the tape to, like, figure out what was going to happen next. And I was like, well, he didn't predict this would happen, but okay. But so person after person asked for it. And then the thing I'll always remember is I'm just a cashier at the Blockbuster. Somebody calls and says, will you guys be open tomorrow? And I said, yes. And they said, you should be ashamed of yourself, and hung up the phone. I was like, I don't make corporate policy. I just work here. So that was an odd thing that I would always remember.
I remember we were on the road in a hotel. So we're like, you know, and businesses are closing, you know, as hell, we didn't know. We didn't know throughout the day and the afternoon, like, what else is going to happen? You know, you just thought, like, after multiple things happened that every city was going to be attacked. And my dad, my grandparents, and my uncle were on the road because Kansas City wasn't far away from here to drive up to see me play Major League Baseball for the first time, because they didn't see me pitch in Cleveland the first time. So, like, you guys are going to be in Kansas City. We want to come see you. And so they drove throughout the time, and gas prices were being jacked up to $10 a gallon by gas stations, because they didn't know if, like, the world was coming to an end. And so they drove to Kansas City, then spent the night, and then drove right back to Dallas, you know, during that time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.